Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The Packers defense looks like the 85 Bears. No sleep till. Dun 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 dun. Chargers Raiders. Like in that moment, he's like Bakersfield Brown, Anaheim Brown. He ain't Hollywood Brown. Sacramento Brown, please.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry phenomenal football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube at youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. If you're watching the show on YouTube right now, like and subscribe, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. We are also live on Twitch and heard on radio stations nationwide and permanently in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we got sidetracked yesterday. Femi spent a lot of time preparing Femi's things in the world of sports betting. Today, we will hit those things. Femi's got sharp betting takes and thoughts on the NFL and college football. He will reveal them later this hour and into next. I will give my opinion, and you, dear listener, will be made smarter. You, dear listener, will be entertained. You, dear listener and dear viewer, will be something that Tyler Morales has coined as wagertained. Two tremendous guests will join us today on the show. Aaron Taylor, who's college football analyst for our friends at CBS on the national halftime pre- and post-game show for CBS's college football coverage. Aaron Taylor joins us here on You Better You Bet. He was with us before the college football season and said Notre Dame would go undefeated. We will address this and more with Aaron Taylor when he joins us later in the show. And our friend Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer, the Ringer Gambling Show. Anthony will join us to talk Premier League, and Anthony will join us football bets for the weekend, including if his Colts can take down the Titans in Tennessee and win by five or more, a.k.a. cover the damn spread. And in the Power Hour, the final hour on this phenomenal Football Friday, it is all our bets for the football weekend. College football tonight and tomorrow, and of course the National Football League on Sunday. All of our football bets in the final 60 minutes of the show. And also, in the final 60 minutes of the show, all of your football bets. You, our listeners and our viewers, the real ones. And we want to take your submissions only from YouTube and Twitch. The people that are watching the show on streaming, type it in the chat. Your best bet for the football weekend. This can be college. This can be NFL. Could be a side. Could be a total. Could be a prop. Your best bet for the football weekend. On YouTube and Twitch, type them. Send them in the chat. Mike Brown will collect them, and Bill Zimmerman will read them before he heads on a four-day vacation later in the show. YouTube and Twitch, your best football bet for the weekend. But we officially begin Phenomenal Football Friday with Thursday Night Football as your boy threaded the needle as the Buffalo Bills beat the Miami Dolphins 31-21. The Dolphins cover the spread. I tried to tell you guys yesterday, Buffalo's going to win, but the spread is a smidge too big. And honestly, like 10 points is unflattering to the Dolphins with the way that game went. Miami could have taken the lead in the fourth quarter. We'll get to the whole ebb and flow of how the game ended, but Miami unlucky to lose by 10, but we fall inside the number with that bet. And of course, the Bills win in Survivor. And before I talk about the game, I just, you know, the Survivor experience is unlike anything else. It is absolutely outstanding. And when we did the show yesterday and we agreed, Femi Tyler and myself, we agreed that we would take the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football. I was both really excited. Like, and I'm being dead serious right now. There was a moment, I don't remember exactly when it was, but after the show ended, and I record some stuff that plays like the next day. So I'm always in the office for a couple more minutes after the show ends. And I get in the car and I drive home. And I try to see my daughter before she goes to sleep. There's some moments after my daughter falls asleep or I say goodnight to my daughter and before the game starts where it hits me. I get to sweat Survivor tonight. And I just had the sensation. I have chills throughout my body. I get like you're about to see your crush when you're a freshman in high school, like the butterflies in your stomach. The feeling that I get for Survivor is unlike the feeling that I get for basically anything else in my life. And I've remembered that we got to sweat Survivor last night, and it made me really happy. And over the course of the game, we had Buffalo, and Miami keeps it close literally the entire game. Buffalo goes up by two scores, and they were up 21-7 at one point, but Buffalo goes up two scores to, like, ice it at the very end of the game. And again, we'll get to the actual game itself. At no point during the game did I ever actually think the Bills were going to lose. Now, compare and contrast this with the Cowboys-Giants game that we took on Sunday, where it's like that famous tweet that gets recycled every year during playoff hockey season, right? Where it's like, why watch playoff hockey when you could like do like a pound of cocaine and get in like a flaming motorcycle and like drive it out of an airplane? Like that tweet. And that's what Cowboys-Giants felt like on Sunday, with just body blow on one side, body blow to another. We win, we lose, we win, we lose. The roller coaster was unbelievable. If Sunday was a roller coaster, last night was like kids' version of bumper cars. Even like the little moments where you get hit and you're like, oh boy, like what's happening here? You're barely getting touched. I never felt like the Bills were going to lose. Now that didn't stop me, and I just want to, 10:37 p.m. Eastern time. I don't even remember when in the game this was. I texted Tyler. My text reads as follows. We should have saved Buffalo for next week. So I did want to out myself a little bit there. That I was a little bit of a bitch during the game last night. Just slightly. Tyler didn't answer me. He did the right thing. I didn't deserve to be answered. I was being a baby. The Bills got the job done. And what's really sick, and this is kind of like, call 1-800-GAMBLER if you feel this way and like you can't stop yourself from betting lots of money on sports and like you lose and like it's affecting your personal life. I almost enjoyed Sunday more. Is that sick? Like it is a little bit, right? It's a little sick. And it's so funny because when it comes to like my bets, I don't want a Cowboys money line would not have been a fun experience, for example, on Sunday. It would not have been fun for me if that was my bet, was Cowboys money line. Even though it wins at the end, like you walk away from that being like, God, it was like three plus hours of terror. But for some reason, because it was Survivor, it was like the greatest thing of all time. And last night was boring. Like, yeah, like it's 21-21 in the fourth quarter and the Bills are going to punt it back to Miami and then roughing the punter happens and they score a touchdown and Tua throws the pick. It was kind of like, man, I missed it a little bit. And Femi texts us, and we'll talk about this later in the show. He goes to me and Tyler, like, now we have, and it's a great line, now we have a mini bye in Survivor. Because we don't have to worry about this weekend, all the peasants who will be sweating on Sunday, maybe on Monday. I doubt anyone will be sweating on Monday. That'd be a hell of a pick with the Ravens or the Lions. And we don't have to worry about this until next week. And I found myself thinking, man, I wish we had someone to survive with on Sunday. Because this is just, it's the best. And I hope people can appreciate my perspective on that if you play in these formats. Because it is really an experience that is unique unto itself. So happy to cover, obviously, with the Miami Dolphins. And very happy that we were able to win last night and advance in Survivor with the Buffalo Bills. Now, as for the game itself. The Bills win, Buffalo improves to 3-0, the Dolphins lose and fall to 0-3. And I actually feel compelled to start with the losers, with the Miami Dolphins. And the first thing that I want to say, and it's not like an apology by me to this guy, because his team still stinks, and we are officially adopting the mantra on this show, and I reference it a lot, the title of the 1989 book, and it's a great football book. Jerry Eisenberg covers the 1989 New York Giants, and they lose on Monday night to the San Francisco 49ers and Joe Montana, and it follows them into a game on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the game where Randall Cunningham has like a 90-yard punt, famously, and the Eagles beat them again. And the book is titled No Medals for Trying. There are no medals for trying. There are no moral victories. But I can't stop myself from thinking and knowing Mike McDaniel really deserved better last night. The guy coached his ass off last night. And I'm a huge Mike McDaniel critic. Blasted him this whole offseason, and it's become in vogue now with the way the season has started. Everyone's blasting Mike McDaniel, including me, to be fair. So I've really criticized him. I say that his team can't beat good teams. Can't block in short yardage, can't pass block, can't play in the cold, onward and etc. Basically can't do anything that leads to winning. And they lost last night. And I still have this feeling that this dude deserved better. Absolutely had his team ready to play. And let's be clear. I don't think Mike McDaniel's a great head coach. I don't. Doesn't mean like he can't, after the Dolphins fire him, he can't be great somewhere else. I don't think he's a great head coach. His team is severely outmanned against a squad like Buffalo. The Bills are way better. I'm not making an excuse for McDaniel. The GM sucks too in Miami. I'm not making an excuse for McDaniel. I'm just saying. The Bills are way better than the Dolphins, and you got an A++++ effort from the Miami Dolphins last night. And of course, it results in a loss. So now, with Miami, you know, we can have the who's going to be the first coach fired conversation. I don't think Mike McDaniel will get fired. That would actually be like a kick in the junk if he got fired off of last night, where they were in this game until the very end. And I mean, being serious, like, we had them in Survivor, and I actually never felt like they were going to lose. But still, you know, we're in the fourth quarter, and the game's tied at 21, and the Dolphins' defense, like, forces a punt. And again, it's 21-21. The Dolphins will have a chance to go down with the drive and take the lead. And Zach Seiler, just with a ridiculously stupid, boneheaded play, roughs the punter. And it's one of those where you see it, right? So you see the punt, and you see the punter hit the ground, and like you have, like, well, I want Buffalo to win. And I'm like, I wonder if that was running into or roughing, because you can't see the replay, obviously. You just see it happen. There's no replay yet. And then the play transpires. And then you see the replay. Oh, yeah. That going to be roughing. 15 yards, first down. Couple plays later, Khalil Shakir, touchdown. Turn out the lights. The party's over. And it's just done. Well, I guess the Dolphins still had a chance, because they get the ball back on offense, and they actually drive all the way down to the Bills' 21-yard line. And in that moment, much like when Clark Kent enters the phone booth and emerges as Superman, Tua Tagovailoa became his alter ego. Tua turned the ball over and threw it directly to Terrell Bernard. And just gets the snap. Stares at a receiver the entire, not, doesn't stare at the receiver just to say, oh, I'm going to throw the defense off and throw it to someone else. No. He might as well, before the play have started, instead of being like 58's the mic, said, I'm throwing it to him, just so everyone knows. Picked off, Buffalo kicks a field goal, wins 31-21. On the other side, we will talk about what's next for Mike McDaniel and the 0-3 Dolphins. And I think it presents an interesting betting opportunity in the near future.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To a throw, and it's intercepted. It's picked off at about the 20-yard line. Carol Bernard with the huge interception.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Al Michaels with the call last night on Amazon Prime. We got a Mike Francesa huge out of him there. A huge interception from Terrell Bernard. Tua turned the ball over. Just when you thought Miami gets back in the game? Nope. Stare down a receiver, throw it right in his breadbasket. And as I said, going to break, the Bills would kick a field goal. Matt Prater sneaks one through, and Buffalo wins 31-21. So at the end of the broadcast last night on Amazon Prime, and I think a lot of people are now having this conversation, right? It's what's next for the Miami Dolphins? I don't think they're going to fire Mike McDaniel before their next game. And Amazon put the schedule up, and I know this has been a topic of conversation today. Obviously, it'll be one on our show. It'll be one on other shows also. Miami's upcoming schedule is very interesting. So they have like a tremendous bye here, like the mini bye of all mini byes, because now they don't play until next Monday night. They will host the New York Jets in that game. And Justin Fields will probably be back, but the Dolphins host the Jets. And I think a lot of people would consider that to be not a lock, certainly, but a winnable game, right, for Miami. The following week, the Dolphins travel to Carolina to play Bryce Young and Andy Dalton to play the Carolina Panthers on the road. Then they host the Los Angeles Chargers, probably up against it in that game. But, I mean, I don't think the Chargers are world beaters. The Chargers are better than the Dolphins, but a possible winnable game. Hey, Dolphins fans, how's it going to feel watching Tua versus Justin Herbert? Great draft pick. Yeah. And then the week after, at the Cleveland Browns. So three of the next four games against three bottom feeders in the NFL. The Jets, the Panthers, and the Browns. And people are saying, what if they go 3-1 in the next four? And then they're 3-4. And they're right back in this. Why can't the Dolphins beat the Jets? Why can't they go on the road and beat the Carolina Panthers? Why can't they go on the road and beat the Cleveland Browns? They just hung tough in Buffalo against the Bills. They can't beat the Jets? I'll get to Buffalo in a second. I think that everyone needs to remember something as we start to project this forward for the Miami Dolphins. And remember, I bet the Dolphins last night. I liked the Dolphins last night to cover the spread. Do you remember my rationale as to why I liked the Miami Dolphins last night? Because the Bills' defense sucks. Because the Bills' defense is no good. No good. Next Monday night, the Dolphins host the Jets. Now, the Jets' defense has not been great to start the year. We'll see how they do on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think it's close that the Jets right now, well, we'll see what happens when everyone's back from injury for Buffalo. The Jets have more talent on defense than the Bills do. That does not mean the defense will play as well as Buffalo's. Have more talent. The Browns' defense is definitely better than Buffalo's defense. Like, Miami was able to have success last night because the Bills' defense is no good. And because they were able to spam the middle of the field with Tua, who had like 900 attempts for like 50 yards. It went exactly how he said it was going to go. And they were able to have success in that manner. They're not going to be able to do that against the Jets. Like, the Dolphins will lose next Monday night to the Jets. That'll be the Jets' first win of the year. And maybe Mike McDaniel gets canned at that point. And okay, like maybe they go on the road and they could beat the Panthers. I think the Panthers are terrible. I think Bryce Young's no good. They're going to lose to the Chargers. And how are they scoring on the Browns? with Cleveland's defense. I'm not here for the, well, maybe Miami can get back into it. No. I credited them. I thought Mike McDaniel coached his ass off. It's a hell of a coaching job, seriously, from Mike McDaniel. Everyone killing him. The brutal start, week one against the Colts, the players-only meeting. The back-breaking fourth quarter, like, collapse last week against the Patriots. To have his team ready to play last night was like a feat that deserves to be celebrated. And I'm not being sarcastic. That does not mean, though, that this team's going to get back into it. They are outmanned. The secondary's terrible. Terrible. And this vaunted pass rush that we talked about, this is how they can be good. Phillips and Chubb and Chop Robinson and Kenneth Grant and Siler. Can you get at that ass? Are they? The offensive line still stinks. And the biggest problem for Miami, and he told you what a problem it is this week, is the quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa is fine. He's adequate. He's average. He'll be on an NFL roster for as long as his body holds up. And I don't mean that, like, I'm just saying, like, in the same way, like Tommy DeVito will be on an NFL roster as a third string quarterback for as long as his body holds up. Tua will be an NFL quarterback until whenever he decides to retire. He'll be on an NFL roster. He's not a top flight starting quarterback in this league. And he told you that this week when he said, wow, I watched Josh Allen play. I can't do half of what he can do. Duh. Wouldn't you rather have Josh Allen? Underdogs NFL Twitter account tweeted this morning. Tua's cap hit for the next 4 years in Miami. Over 50. Over 50. Over 50. Over $60 million. This team's got no chance to win with this guy at quarterback. I texted our group chat last night. I almost tweeted this. I was having just too much fun to tweet, just being honest. Tua looks like a former Miami Dolphins quarterback when he throws the ball. He looks like Chad Pennington. He looks like broken neck Peyton Manning in 2015 when they won the Super Bowl because the defense was unbelievable and like Peyton like had enough guile to be able to figure it out. Peyton had no arm strength by the end. Tua has no, he never had that strong of an arm. Like, what happened? Like, remember when he came off the bench in the national title championship game against Georgia and slung that ball down the field to Devontae Smith? Like, he never had the Josh Allen arm, but he could get the ball down the field. Like, that pass to Tyreek Hill from right to left on your television screen in the fourth quarter in the closing moments of the game, Tyreek should have caught it. He had his hands on the ball. But, like, it's a 40-yard pass down the field that Tyreek has to stop and come back to the ball on. He doesn't have the arm strength. He just does not have it. I don't know him personally. This is not personal. Just, I don't think he has it. How are they supposed to win games? How are they supposed to win games? Pass rush isn't getting home. Secondary's terrible. Offensive line stinks. Quarterback can't throw. Seems like they're in a lot of trouble. We'll see what the Jets do on Sunday against the Bucs. I have a feeling, almost regardless of what happens, I guess like the Jets could win 30-0. Feels like that's probably not going to happen. Almost regardless of what happens, can't you see this? I'll quote the Marshall Tucker Band right now. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see? We're betting the Dolphins been doing to me. Can't you see people talking themselves into the Dolphins next Monday night? Look what they just did against the Bills. They're at home. Jets stink. Look ahead market. Miami 2.5 minus 115. I dare the sports books. I dare you. Hey, Vegas. You ready for this? I dare you to give me a three with the Jets next Monday night. I would love to take it. You better, you bet on this Friday. All right. Let's talk about the winners. Buffalo Bills. 3-0. Josh Allen was incredible last night. And there's probably a deeper conversation to be had here. Maybe we'll have it at the start of next week. I will admit that there were a couple times during last night's game, and this is me about to say this, where I had to ask myself, am I sure that Josh Allen's not actually the best quarterback in the league? He's playing at such a... And he won MVP last year. Like, he's been great for a long time. I think this is the best he's played in his entire career to start the season. He's ridiculous. Now, obviously, he's got to go and he's got to beat Mahomes when it matters, like, to actually, like, claim that mantle. I'm still going to go with Mahomes. But just to illustrate the point of how amazing Josh Allen has been. Now, the offensive line is clearing massive holes for James Cook. I'm being serious right now. Are we sure that James Cook is not the best running back in the league right now? And you give him a lot of credit because I always have what I call like the Albert Haynesworth effect, where are we, like, when a guy gets paid, does he lose some motivation? James Cook got paid. He looks better than ever right now for the Buffalo Bills. He looks amazing running the football for Buffalo. And the offense is great. And picked up the defense big time last night because the defense couldn't get off the field on third down, and Tua's picking them apart. What an effort last night from the Bills offense. But I'm telling you, this defense is no good. So as we project things forward for the Bills, you know, I do a million radio hits at the end of the week, and on Friday mornings, I go on the Infinity Sports Network with Maggie and Perloff, Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff. And Perloff was asking me today, do I think the Bills could go undefeated? Saying, like, look at their schedule. And, like, to his point, and, like, we talked about this before the start, we did 8 buckets, and we talked about the schedule's ridiculously easy for Buffalo. Like, they're 3-0, here's the next batch of games. And you, the listener and viewer, you can think in your head, as I say these games, like, who do you think's going to win? Next week. Home New Orleans. Could you imagine a world? Like, I have a 30 for 30 on that if the Saints win that game. Home New Orleans. Home Patriots. At Atlanta. You know I love the Falcons. I don't love them that much. At Carolina. Home Chiefs, okay? Like, you know, like the Chiefs will have, they'll have Rashee Rice back for that game. So maybe you'll make a case for Kansas City. The Bills get them at home, obviously helps. At the Miami Dolphins. Like, the Bills in this next stretch, they're going to be 8-1 at worst. We told you before the season started, we love them over the win total. We love them to win the AFC East. Look at this schedule. They're going 14-4. I don't think they're going undefeated. That was what I said. I don't think that. They're going to go 13-4 at worst. If Allen obviously has to stay healthy. They're going 14-3. Hell, they could go 15-2. It's within the realm of possibility. But don't lose sight of this. And I don't think it'll necessarily, because Allen's playing at such a crazy level right now, I don't know if it's going to manifest until we get to the postseason. This defense stinks. Now, it'll get a little better when Maxwell Harrison comes back, the rookie first-round corner, and bump Tre'Davious White to the bench. It'll get better when Ed Oliver comes back. And Ed Oliver coming back will help some of the young players on this defensive line. And they do have a couple young defensive linemen that I know a lot of people in the league like. I was texting with my friend Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. He likes some of these young Bills defensive linemen. And Oliver comes back, like, that'll help the defensive line. So, like, they are going to get reinforcements. Milano will come back. I still don't think the totality of this defense is going to be any good. And the way we can profit in the short term, it depends on the matchup, right? Like, I don't know if there's any number where I'd bet Carolina against the Bills. but as big favorites in games, like I don't like this defense. I think that's going to be something to watch. And I'll reiterate what I've said since the offseason as it concerns Buffalo. Josh Allen can win MVP. He's the favorite right now. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. The Bills could rack up the best record in the league in the regular season, have home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Would not surprise me at all. And they're in the driver's seat to do that, obviously, now. Having beaten the Ravens in the season opener head-to-head, the Chiefs are 0-2. When we get to January, is Buffalo's defense good enough to win 3 or 4 games to win a Super Bowl championship? My answer, no. And I feel awesome about that. On the other side, Femi Abebefe will join me. He's got a bunch of things for us to discuss, NFL and college football, as we head into a glorious football weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, listen up, freeloaders. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's Hour. He recapped Bills Dolphins and discussed how he's betting the most popular NFL Week 3 games over. Who wrote this one, Bill or Tyler? Tyler wrote it. Okay.
Yeah, it's Morales special.
Yeah, it's not great. How he's betting the most popular NFL Week 3 games does not roll off the tongue.
It's not.
Just
read them out loud when you write the copy, too.
Well, this is just, I would say, just for everyone out there. If you ever have to write copy, a Bill approve you. What a surprise. Bill's been checked out for a couple days now. If you're writing copy for people to read, you have to write for the ear as opposed to the eye. Tyler's writing for the eye. Yep. You have to write for the ear. How weird does that sound to say this? How he's betting the most popular NFL Week 3 games over at BetMGM. Who talks like that? Femi?
Not Fred Schmaltz, tell you that.
I'll tell you what. That gets loaded in Tacoma, Washington on the teleprompter for Fred Schmaltz. No. People are getting fired. No, exactly. We don't stand for that. We don't stand for that. Tyler, one of the hardest working men in wagertainment. Bill Zimmerman, not so much. Make sure you like and subscribe to the BetMGM Network YouTube page. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Our show sponsor is BetMGM, and no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Femi, were you surprised to hear that I texted Tyler during the game last night to say we should have saved Buffalo for next week?
Not surprised, because I know how you are. Like early in the game, what like you were texting.
It's a low-key, like, major insult just now, which is okay. I deserve it. I was just saying,
you're the one that's texting. Like, you're right. You also just not do it, you know?
You're right. I can't, but I am who I am. You're right.
You are who you are. We are who we are. Tigers don't change their stripes. But like, it was an annoying game, but it was a game that we had a rocking chair winner. We were all good to go. So we were fine. Everything was good. And let's go, Buffalo. Like, I love that we're in the clubhouse already and we get to just watch. Like, I know you missed the sweat and we never had to deal with it or whatever last night, really, to the extent, especially in comparison to what happened last Sunday. But like, I like the idea of being in the clubhouse and just rooting for every underdog to win. It might be even against some of the bets that I'm going to make upcoming this weekend, but like, I really want this for us. So, hey, we get to root for the teams like the Jets. We get to root for the Saints and all these other teams and maybe spoil the Sunday survivor entries for some of those who are out there that still have not used the Buffalo Bills. So let's go. Let's keep this thing rolling, man. I love it.
I'm having a blast. Absolutely love it. And you know, like it needs to be said, you have spearheaded this for us. Week one, Jacksonville. Week two, Dallas. Week three, Buffalo. We advance to week number four. Aaron Taylor joins us next hour, CBS Sports college football analyst. Anthony DeBundo next hour as well from The Ringer. All our bets for the football weekend in the final hour, the Power Hour. Now, Femi, you have a bunch of things for us to discuss in the world of sports and sports betting. Yesterday, we were upset and disappointed with our friend Brad Evans from BetMGM Tonight. We asked Brad to voice things because our voice guy, Russ, is no good. And his performance is terrible. And Ross. Brad turned in a performance that, yeah, but you know what? I'm going to just start calling him Ross. Ross's performance was not great. But Brad, in his first effort, delivered something that I consider to be beneath the standard that we expect of him. So we had him on at the end of the show yesterday, and we levied a challenge at Brad. We need you to turn this up to 11. I don't want soft-tossing Jamie Moyer, Brad Evans. I want, like, Aroldis Chapman, Joel Zumaya, Brad Evans. He texted me before and promised we would get it. Let's find out right now in this edition of Things.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you Things.
I still don't like it.
I thought he was in the bathroom initially, to be quite honest. Like, there's a little if you bring it, I don't know if we have it like on a cue to bring
it
right back.
It's the sound quality. Like, there's like a little echo there. It's reverbing a little bit.
Yeah, not the greatest. But like I'll say this. I thought he threw 93 with this one. He's not throwing 89 anymore. But like, I know that he has 98, 99 stuff.
See,
like,
I disagree with you.
That's the hard part of this.
You
think he threw 98?
I think he's throwing hard. My problem is like, honestly, I think we might be working ourselves into a situation where, like, maybe Russ's stuff is good. Because I'll say this about Russ.
Is Russ underrated? Next segment.
He might be underrated because Russ builds the drama with the pauses. Brad races through it.
He speeds through, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Brad's a slap.
Do we give him one more try? Or do we abandon this and go back to Russ?
I think I need to apologize to Russ.
Formally, informally, both, publicly, privately,
formal, public apology. You think I'm privately? No chance. Publicly, I apologize to Russ. Honestly, Jake, pull it down. I want to play the Russ version. Because Russ is telling a story. Like, he's building the drama. Now, look, like, it's still not great, but at least, like, he's doing what we need him to do there. Brad is rushing through it. Like, Brad should know better, right?
Got to build it up. You ready to expand the globe?
Bill, pop on here. Bill, what does this mean, what you just wrote in our show chat?
Bill is popping on.
There we go. Sorry about that. I'm talking about, like, the main thing, the other thing. There's a couple of them that are really good.
Can we do we have them? Go ahead.
Yeah, Jake, play. I think it's one last thing.
One last thing.
See, like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
can you play those? Can you play a couple of those, Jake?
Yeah, fire them away, Jake.
The main thing, the other thing. Just
too fast.
The other thing.
That's
I like that one.
No, the other.
Yeah, that's Jake. That was his best one. The one more thing.
Jake.
More stinking thing. Hey!
Where'd the hay come from? Wait.
I don't know.
The funniest one I thought is the other thing. Jake, can you play the other thing?
The other thing.
Like, I don't know if that's really funny.
He sounds angry.
I don't know, like, Jake, play Brad's whole thing again. Play the whole thing again for Brad, the intro. Brad's intro.
We scanned the globe. We searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now, you better you bet brings you.
Hold on, wait. Also, like, why does he do, like, he's doing like a Johnny Sack impersonation from The Sopranos when he says, like, why does he get like Italian? He goes, hey, you better you bet. Why did he do that? Play it again, Jake. I want everyone to listen to when he goes, it's like normal Brad Evans voice, and then he turns into Phil Leotardo at the end. Jake, go ahead.
We've scanned the globe. We searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now, you better you bet brings you things.
Like, it's a Brad did like the Italian thing of dropping the consonant at the end of words and adding a vowel. It's not you better you bet. It's you better you bet. Why did he do that? He's not even Italian.
I don't know. He's a bald freak. It felt good to him.
I think I've talked myself into, like, you know what, Russ? I retract the apology. You're out. For the last time, like, this is, we're rolling with Brad. That's it. It's official.
Let's do it.
Jake, go ahead and play it, and we'll actually get into things.
We've scanned the globe. We searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now, you better you bet brings you things.
All right. All right, Femi. Man.
I cannot unhear that now that you pointed that out. I absolutely love it. All right, we got week 3 in the National Football League. Do or die week for some of these teams that are already 0-2. And in my opinion, I believe there's an 0-2 team that's still going to make the playoffs. It's still like I know it's a crisis situation. They're going to be all good. That's the Houston Texans. I'm not wavering with the Houston Texans. I actually think they're still going to win the AFC South. But Nick, I want to know from you. Removing the Kansas City Chiefs from the equation, because that's the obvious choice. They have Mahomes, they have Reed.
The equation. But you have to. You didn't throw to Brad for the main thing.
Oh, sorry. I was ready to roll. That's on my end. I'll tap the chest on that one. We have a lot of things to discuss. Jake, what's the first one up there?
The main thing.
He says it forcefully, and it's very.
I have a lot of ideas. Some are good, some are bad. I feel like having Brad do this may be my best idea ever. I feel like this is very good. All right, so 0-2 team that I think can make the playoffs.
100%. Like, which one do you trust the most to make the playoffs? You got the Jets, not the Browns, Chiefs. Texans. Yeah, Chiefs out of the equation. So you have Jets, Browns, Texans, Titans, Giants, Bears, Saints, Panthers.
None.
Can't answer none. You got to trust one of them, right?
No, I don't trust any of them.
If you were forced, water gun to the head.
Houston. But I don't like the Texans. Okay. But I don't like the Texans. And I can't pick the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the odd. Like, the Jets quarterback is Justin Fields. No way. The Dolphins, no way. The Browns, absolutely not. The Titans, absolutely not. The Giants, what a joke. Honestly? It's not impossible that the Bears.
Exactly. You can make a case.
The case is that, like, Kayla Williams had his screwed on straight, and he starts putting full games together, which is not impossible. I think it's unlikely, but it's not impossible.
I like Houston, but, like, here's the thing with Chicago, and we've talked about this game all throughout this week, Bears hosting the Cowboys. Everyone just assumes that Dallas is going to win. Like, it's a one-point spread. It's a coin flip game. If Chicago wins that game, their schedule is actually not that difficult over the next handful of games. They could get this thing back on track. And in a division where Minnesota looks like they're not going to be as good as they were last year, maybe they can sneak in as a 7 seed.
Okay. I don't mean this, but I kind of, like, retroactively wish we could go back and take the Bears in Survivor. It'd be a hell of
a sweat. Thrill. It'd be a thrill, right?
All right. Hour number two coming up. Things, Aaron Taylor, Anthony DeBundo.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.